Welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson. And today I'm going to be answering a very specific question I got emailed a few weeks ago by an actor on my list. So here's what she had to say. I took a forced hiatus due to COVID for a couple of years, and I've been feeling a bit rusty and experiencing imposter syndrome. What someone told me was that I'm absolutely going to feel weird when I act because I'm a different person now. I'd love to hear your advice for someone who feels lost after the pandemic. So if you have a question you'd like me to answer on this podcast, don't hesitate to email me. My email is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at cityheadshots, C-I-T-Y, headshots with an S. So Martin at cityheadshots.com. Great questions make for great podcast episodes. So how do you deal with feelings of imposter syndrome, and how do you get back into acting as quickly as possible after a hiatus? Well, first, you need to keep up to date. So do some research to make sure that you know what's going on in the industry currently. You could use Google to search things like Actor Trends 2024 or whatever year it is when you're listening to this. Searches like that or similar to that will give you an update of what things are currently looking like in the acting industry. You can even read forums like Reddit or even just email some people that you used to be in touch with in the past, letting them know that you're getting back into acting and ask them if there's any recent trends that you should be aware of. Basically, you don't want to just go back into it blind since information is so easy to come by these days. Now, the next thing that you should do is focus on the positive or the benefits. So just because you've taken a break doesn't mean that that's a bad thing, right? So what are some of the positives of taking time off from acting? Perhaps you now have a fresh perspective, like you've lived some time away from acting and you can look at everything with fresh eyes. You might even be able to look back at past recordings of yourself performing and figure out ways to improve. Honestly, it's not really that bad to take a hiatus and be away for some time. And the fact is you need to acknowledge the positives rather than just worrying about the potential downside to it. Okay. Now, also remember that as you get back into acting, it's okay to start small. You can, even if you were doing much bigger projects in the past and then you've taken a while off, you can still do some free or low paid independent work. If you're part of the union, you can still find jobs that are smaller productions. There's plenty of small indie projects that do sign an ultra low budget agreement just to be able to have union actors. So there's plenty of work for you to start small. And you can do this just for a few months to regain your footing and basically remind yourself of how things are done. So I actually know some actors who took off for like 20 to 30 years, believe it or not. And then they had to figure out all the new technology and the self-taping process that's being done these days. And they, similar to what I was just suggesting, intelligently decided to submit for a while to smaller projects, again, either union or non-union, first, just to kind of start to regain their confidence. Now, another really useful thing that I recommend doing is to get clear on your types if you're not already clear. Because the fact is, trying to play every type of character, especially if you want to try to do it well, that's going to be really, really hard, if not impossible. So it's much better to figure out which types you can currently play now based on your age and your look, if those things have changed since, you know, in the past, and then primarily focus on getting those kinds of roles. Again, mostly as you're restarting your career. You focus on a smaller range of characters, and that's going to make it much easier for you to feel more confident in your acting ability because you can get really good at just doing a few types of characters. Again, eventually, if you want to change things up and do other types of characters, you can, but start small, keep it simple, and keep it focused. I also, as always, recommend jumping back into some acting classes, or you can work one-on-one with an acting coach. Just make sure that when you're considering classes, you know, whoever you're going to work with, make sure that they specialize in the type of acting that you want to do, whether that's screen acting or stage. And you want to be working with someone who's going to be honest with you and not just say that you're great all the time. There are some coaches who are not that effective, and they're just very positive. And while some actors like to hear the positive, it's best for you to get honest feedback so that you can use it to improve your technique as quickly as you can. Because, of course, casting directors are never going to hire you if there's things wrong with your performance. Now, before we go on, let me briefly mention my career coaching services for actors. So I do work with actors all over the world via Zoom to help them get unstuck and move their careers forward. And I also help coach actors on their performance to help them improve and perform them more naturally. If you're interested, you can shoot me an email. My email, again, as I said earlier, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at cityheadshots.com, if you'd like to learn more, and I can send you some info. Now, my last piece of advice is to be patient with yourself, okay? As I'm sure you're aware by this point, acting is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Regaining your footing, it can take some time. So you should set realistic goals and you just move forward one step at a time. I actually highly recommend listening to a recent podcast episode that I did. It's called How to Break Through an Acting Plateau. It's really, really helpful to helping you get unstuck and getting things moving again. And especially if you've taken time off, I think that it can be really useful. And that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening. All I have is one ask of you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. And something new, if you're already subscribed, I would really appreciate if you'd take a moment to just leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. That is seriously the most helpful thing that you can possibly do for me as I look to grow this podcast. You just search the Actor's Career Compass on either of those platforms and you'll find it. And reviews, they just help a ton because they make these episodes much more easily findable for other actors too. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.